The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to have a conversation today, and we start the program out in a not-so-jovial mood or spirit today. We are now living in unprecedented times in American history. Never before has a president been indicted, and now we face a very difficult situation for our country, and we're gonna have some difficult conversations today. I do want you to remain hopeful, though, because we cannot lose hope. We just cannot. This is the last stand for us. There is no other place to go but America. So this is a country that I believe is worth fighting for. And President Trump has really touched a nerve. And this president did a great service to the nation during his 4 years in the White House when he exposed and neutralized the deep state. But he didn't get everybody, and just like kudzu, this stuff grows back, and everything kudzu touches, it kills, just like the deep state. So we are going to have to remain diligent over the coming weeks and months and years. We are going to have to utilize whatever abilities we have to stand and fight back against the deep state. But it is getting harder and harder to say that we live in a republic. And we're going to be opening up the phone lines today, and I have a question for you. First of all, do you still stand with President Trump? The second question, do you believe that he should still run for the White House? I'm going to give out our telephone number. We're going to be opening up the phone lines. We have a lot of guests coming up. Monica Crowley's going to be here, Kimberly Guilfoyle. We're going to be talking to Greg Jarrett, not only about what happened to Trump, but what's going on with Joe Biden? And by the way, do not believe it was a coincidence that the indictment came down the same time we learned that Joe Biden and his pervert son Hunter took $5 million bribes from the Ukrainians. Why do you think we're giving billions and billions of dollars to the Ukrainians? It's not because we want to help them. It's because they own our president, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden. So don't think it was just coincidental that happened. Nobody's talking about that today, but they are talking about what happened to Donald Trump. So we've got Greg Jarrett here. Also, Congressman Mark Alford and Congressman Andy Biggs will drop by as well. But I am most interested to hear your thoughts on what has transpired over the past 18 hours. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I want to be very clear about what all of this is about. The deep state, and this is Joe Biden's doing, by the way, probably at the behest of Barack Hussein Obama. But Joe Biden wants President Trump to die in prison. If President Trump is convicted on these charges, and he's looking at seven charges, and the indictment has not come down, so we don't know what specifically is in the indictment. We will learn that on Tuesday. But somebody there is leaking, and they're leaking all of it to CNN. Again, this is not a coincidence. This is a coordinated attack to take out Joe Biden's political opponent. That's all this is. They are terrified that Donald Trump is going to win. They see the same polling numbers that we all see. And they know that President Trump is about to ride a tidal wave into the White House. And they're terrified by that, which is why the Democrats pulled out the big guns. This was not supposed to happen. And keep in mind, this is not going to be the last time Trump gets indicted. You still have Atlanta, Georgia, that Fulton County case coming down the pike. And there may be more. But they want this man to do time. Do not be surprised, because President Trump, this is very different than what happened in New York. And we'll talk to Greg Jarrett about this. But President Trump will have to have the mugshot. He will have to be fingerprinted. The whole thing. Don't be surprised if they hold him in jail. They don't want this man out on the campaign trail. That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. This is about stopping Trump from winning the election. Once again, we are watching the deep state within the Justice Department. We are watching the deep state within the FBI interfering in a presidential election. They did it in 2016. They did it in 2020. And they're going to be doing it in 2024. Now, there's going to be a lot of anger and a lot of frustration out there. And I hear you. But I want you to hear this. We do not adapt the tactics of the left. We can't do that. The left, they go, they burn things down, they beat people up, they bloody people in the streets. We can't do that. We're better than that. Those people are scum. And that's exactly what those evil perverts want us to do. They want us to go out there and get violent in the streets, and we can't do it. And you have to fight every urge. We have to fight using words and the law. That's what we have to do. And we have to get our butts out of the seats on election day and go out and vote. There's a brand new study out, and I meant to talk about this yesterday. A new study shows for the first time in many, many years that more people in America identify as conservative. So there are more of us, according to Gallup, than there are of them. The pink hat wearing, pronoun confused man bun crowd. There are more of us. But we have to take a stand here, folks. It has to be very public, and it has to be very peaceful. Imagine the scene. Just imagine what could happen Tuesday. And here's what I'm calling on every person listening to my voice right now to do this. I'm calling on every Republican serving in Congress right now, every Republican serving in the state house, in the governor's mansion, in city hall, on school boards, on county commissions, every Republican presidential candidate, you need to stop whatever you're doing. Fly to Miami. Drive to Miami. Take the bus to Miami. Walk to Miami. Hitchhike to Miami. It doesn't matter. Get yourself to Miami. Stand in solidarity with President Trump. Imagine the statement that we can make, ladies and gentlemen. Hundreds of thousands of freedom-loving patriots standing, engaging in their First Amendment rights. Some of you may say, well, Todd, I support DeSantis. That's great. Get your butt down to Miami. But Todd, I don't support President Trump. It's not about President Trump anymore. It's not about him. And it really never has been about him. It's about us. You see, we have to stand and we have to let the deep state know that we're not going to take this anymore. We're on to them. You see, because when they're finished with Trump, they're coming after us. And they've already given us a taste of what that's going to look like. This is the FBI. They bust down the doors. Pre-dawn, guns-drawn raid on pro-life leaders across America. Infiltrating Catholic churches. Spying on people in the confessional booth. Weaponizing the Internal Revenue Service to take away your money. Take away your guns with red flag laws. We have seen already what they are capable of doing. But you hear me. We have to take a stand. And these goons need to know that there are more of us than there are of them. And we're not going to let them get away with it. So, yeah, you may be a DeSantis supporter. You may be a Tim Scott supporter. You may be a Vivek Ramaswamy supporter. get your butts on down to Florida. Let's stand together. Enough of the division. So look, we're going to take a break. We're going to go to the phones, and we're going to take as many calls as possible. Friday is open line Friday, so I will honor that. And so if you want to talk about something else, we will do that as well. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is an unprecedented time in American history. They want this man, Donald John Trump, to die in prison. Meanwhile, Joe Biden and his pervert pedophile son, they get to walk free. Hillary Clinton, that evil woman who surrounds herself with people who suddenly get suicided, she walks free. Bill Clinton, who savaged a woman, an intern in the Oval Office of the White House of these great United States, walking as a free man. Joe Biden, a free man, in spite of all the evidence that they committed criminal atrocities. Yeah, you're right to be angry. You should be angry. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Hi, Todd Stearns here, and I want to tell you about Calitrin. It not only helps you shed pounds, but Calitrin also gives you an energy boost. I've started taking Calitrin, and I love it. Here's my friend Elizabeth from Calitrin.
Hey, y'all. That's right. Calitrin is not just for weight loss. I mean, with Calitrin, it doesn't have any drugs, no stimulants, but it revs up your metabolism naturally through rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, so you do experience side benefits. Like better energy, natural joint pain. It's even great for sleep when you're taking it at bedtime. So it really is a great health supplement that's also going to help you lose weight too. Now, our 90-day supply is where our huge 86% success rate is. So it's not going to be a quick fix for weight loss. It's not going to be a fad product, no drugs, no stimulants, but it is proven successful and it's proven safe even with medication. So you can go on our website, toploss.com, to check it out. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And Elizabeth, be sure to use that promo code Todd. Right, so we're going to have a lot of moving parts today, so just bear with us as we bring you the breaking news and provide you with on-the-spot analysis. We're going to do our best to do that, but right now I want to go to the phone lines. If you are getting a busy signal, just keep dialing 844-747-8868. Let's start the day in Oregon, radio station KYKN. Darren, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking, Darren.
Well, I think it might be time for Donald Trump, and I'm a big supporter of Donald Trump. I'm also a supporter of DeSantis. I think either one of those two are actually viable candidates. But I'm a big, because I also see something else that I'm going to get to in a second. I'm a big supporter of him being a kingmaker. And what I mean by that is, I honestly think that with everything that's going on right now, the Democrats aren't going to stop with this. And it's a rigged game. I think the only way we get into the White House as Republicans is if he will actually announce and support whichever candidate he wants to support. Because my feeling is, and I would imagine if you take a poll around Republican circles, it's not looking like he has enough. If he didn't have enough last time, it's going to be really, really hard for him this next time.
Darren, you think that Trump needs to step aside and just say, you know what, for the good of the party, for the good of the country, I'm stepping aside, and here's who I think you need to be voting for.
Yes, because I think then he can still have influence. I mean, George Washington stepped aside. He didn't have to. He could literally have been king back when we won the revolution.
Do you really think that's going to work, that the media, the deep state is going to go easy on the next Republican candidate?
No, but they won't have as much fuel.
I don't know about that. It looks like they've got pretty good fuel right now. I mean, they're pound. Everybody knows what's going on here.
Well, no, absolutely everybody knows, except for all the Republicans. I mean, we all know. Anybody with common sense knows, right? Really. But what scares me, and I don't know if necessarily scares me, is what I'm seeing that not a lot of people are noticing, and maybe more are than what I'm thinking. But there is a candidate on the other party that's starting to gain a little more support than what I ever think that what you call the deep state would ever think that he would.
Yeah, you're talking about RFK.
You know what? I'm getting the same feel, that same feel that I had back in 16.
And all right.
I'm just telling you.
All right. Well, Darren, we got a lot of people wanting to weigh in here, so we've got you down. Appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. Folks, Darren from Oregon says maybe Trump needs to step aside and become a kingmaker. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Jim in North Carolina. All right, Jim, what say you?
Dad, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
You bet. Listen, I want to weigh in on this indictment of Trump down there in Florida.
Yeah.
That is bull crap. You know, and it's just like you said, anytime that something comes up on Biden or his son, they throw up a smoke screen. And they would do the same thing to Donald Trump that they did to my Lord, Jesus Christ, if they could get away with it. They would flog him. They would put a crown of thorns on him, and they would crucify him. And that's what this is all about.
They want to make sure that he never steps foot in that White House again.
Oh, I know that. And this is all bull crap. And Joe Biden, he doesn't even know what day it is. Hell, he doesn't even know how to walk down a ramp without tripping on something.
Well, Jim, I suspect a lot of people share your righteous indignation here, and your right to be angry. I think all of us are using the justice system to destroy political opponents. It's unheard of in American history. This is a first in American history.
You're right, it is. And for him to take the DOJ and the FBI and everything else and throw it against Trump, you know, Biden should have never been in office.
It's true. Jim, appreciate that call, and you hang in there. Folks, I saw that a lot of the Republican candidates are putting out statements. This is one of those moments where you have to, for the good of the party, but for the good of the country, you're going to have to set aside whatever hatred or animosity you might have for Trump, and you're going to have to stand up, and you're going to have to defend him. Because if they can do it to him, they will do it to you, Republican candidates. And I'm not too sure any of you have the man parts necessary to take it like Trump has taken it since 2016. And by the way, go back to 2016. We now know beyond a shadow of a doubt, thanks to the Durham report, that the FBI, at the behest of Hillary Rodham Clinton, fabricated the Russia dossier, made the whole thing up. Now, we have some breaking news that I want to share with you. We got a note just before the start of the show that President Trump's two top lawyers have parted ways, have stepped down. Now, this is nothing nefarious. I was talking to our good friend Jeff Stein, who is an attorney, and he said this is a normal thing. The lawyers, Jim Trusty, John Rally, represented Trump ahead of the indictment. And by all accounts, everybody's parting amicably. There's nothing there, but this is going to a new phase now. So I know if you're watching CNN or MSDNC right now, I know exactly what you are hearing, but there's nothing nefarious here. This is all part of the legal process. But Tuesday is going to be this could be a pivotal day in the future of our great nation. There is a lot of anger out there. A lot of anger. All right, we've got to take a break. When we come back, We're going to get to your calls. We also are going to check in with Monica Crowley. She's going to be here a little bit later on Kimberly Guilfoyle. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is The Todd Stearns Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We've got a lot going on, and folks, hang tight. We're going to get to your calls. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. She is a host of one of the top podcasts in America, the Monica Crowley Podcast. You can find her on Twitter, at Monica Crowley. Monica, good to have you with us today, and let's just get right to it. I want to get your reaction to what happened yesterday, the news coming out.
Well, I mean, it's very difficult to overstate how dangerous a moment this is, Todd, for the country, of course, for Donald Trump. But really, this is an attack on all of us. And I want to take a step back before we talk about the particulars of what they're doing to Donald Trump. This country has been under a Marxist assault since the 1930s, okay? And the whole idea of this Marxist revolution was to infiltrate the country and destroy us from within. And, you know, originally it was the communist operatives coming out of the Soviet Union. But when they got here, they realized that there were so many useful idiots on the ground here in the United States, just, you know, sort of generic leftists who would go down with this project as well and help them overthrow the country. And what we're at now is this tipping point in the country where they are very close to actually changing the nature of America and seizing complete control. And the only person that stands in their way is Donald Trump, along with the rest of us, the 75 million people who voted for him last time and who believe in the America First agenda. We all stand as a major obstacle for them completing this mission. They're so close to it, they can taste it. I mean, you can see it in every direction. The Marxists, the globalists, the deep state, the administrative state, they control this country. The power doesn't reside with us any longer. It resides with them. And Trump was on to them, and Trump was trying to stop them, and he was trying to return power to the hands of us, the American people, where it belongs. They cannot have that. So they have moved heaven and earth over the last 8 years to try to stop and destroy Donald Trump. You know, back in March of 2017, Trump had just been president for 2 months. I went on the air with Sean Hannity, Todd, and I, as far as I know, I was the very first person to say this publicly, which is that they didn't just want to undermine and destroy his presidency, but they want the man behind bars. Because I saw it then, I see it now. I think most people now see it very clearly. They need to eliminate him as a political force because he is an existential threat to their corrupt gravy train and their absolute grip on power. This is the point we are at now in America where the corruption runs so deep that, and they're so unaccountable and unafraid of us, the voting public, that they have now federally indicted a former president of the United States. We are well past the point of no return.
Monica, it's, I mean, the reality is, and I would say thank you, Rachel Maddow, for saying the quiet part out loud. This is about putting Trump in jail so he cannot run for president. And right. had Trump not announced, he would not have faced any of these indictments or investigations. I think they would have let him gone peacefully back to Mar-a-Lago and let it be.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I disagree, actually. And I've heard my good friend Steve Bannon say the same thing this morning that, you know, oh, if he didn't run again, they wouldn't be doing this. I am not so sure. These are vicious people who believe in total retribution. And you can see the sadistic glee in them when they raided Mar-a-Lago, when they impeached him twice over nonsense, when they strung out the Russia hoax for years on end and tortured him and undermined his presidency. And you saw it when they rigged the 2020 election, and you saw it on the January 6th setup, and you're seeing it now with all these cases. There is a sadistic glee on their part that they're not just removing him as a political force, but that they are destroying his life. And in fact, they want to take his freedom away from him by putting him in prison. So I think even if he did not declare this time, I think they would be doing the exact same thing. I think that they wanted this man behind bars because all of this is meant, yes, of course, to stop him. But all of it is also meant as a messaging. These are messaging events to the rest of us. Don't even think about it. If you're thinking about being a disruptor, if you're thinking about upsetting our corrupt apple cart, if you're thinking about kicking over the stones and exposing all of the rot that we're enriching ourselves with and empowering ourselves with, if you're thinking about doing that, don't, because we will come for you the way we have come for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a very strong man. I don't know how he's still standing. In fact, this week, I encourage everybody, go take a look at my last podcast this week from Wednesday, because I spoke to him a day or so before this indictment came down. And he was in great spirits that we had. You know, he and I have been friends a long time. So he and I had this fantastic conversation between friends. Go listen to my podcast, my conversation with him about this. One of the things I asked him was, as you look back and as you look forward, what's been the thing that shocked you most? And he paused and he said, the dishonesty of our government.
Wow.
You know, we always assume that there are corrupt players, you know, in different departments or whatever. But when he paused for a second and then he said, and it was kind of a soft voice to me, he said, the dishonesty of our government. You know, how widespread it is, how deep it is, and the sadistic glee that they all have in destroying people's lives. Not just, well, we've got a policy disagreement, let's hash it out, and I'm going to win that agreement. No, it's about crushing people. So I think regardless of what he had decided to do in this election cycle, they were going to come at him anyway to send a signal to everybody else. If we can do it to him, we're coming for you next.
Monica, how does this play out? I mean, he gets indicted. I think there could be a very good chance they try to find some way to keep this guy in jail. I think they're going to use this one to publicly embarrass and try and humiliate the president.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, this federal case is the most serious of all of them. All of the others are just absolute jokes that are meant to harass him, keep him tied up in court so he can't campaign, keep him distracted, drain his resources, you know, his money, fending off all of this legal harassment. It's lawfare. But this federal case is more important because it's more serious. Obviously, it's on the federal level. But in this case, and, you know, probably with the others, too, if there is a conviction, and look, you know, Jack Smith moved this to Miami, so the odds are slightly better that Trump could get a better jury pool than he could in Washington or New York. But that being said, you know, if there is a conviction, this is a constitutional clash, you know, between a former president who is also the leading candidate to be president the next time, being attacked and targeted by the sitting president, now thrown into the judicial branch for process. This is a constitutional crisis. So, you know, he can appeal if he's convicted. He can go all the way to the Supreme Court. And I think ultimately, whether it's at the Supreme Court or lower appellate court, he is going to be vindicated. But it is going to be a long process getting there, and it's going to drain him emotionally, physically, financially. And isn't that the point?
Presidential Records Act. Those three words, and they're meaningless now, according to the deep state. Monica, I want to ask you about the other candidates running, and we've heard statements coming out. I hope they understand that it is if Trump, and we had a caller earlier, they said, well, Trump just needs to step aside and become the kingmaker. It doesn't matter who it's going to be. That Republican nominee is going to get dragged through the mud just like Trump did, and I'm not sure anybody else has the fortitude that Trump has to stand up to this.
So I began making this argument a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when, you know, all heck was breaking loose after January 6th and the investigations and everything after he left office. And people were very sort of discouraged about Donald Trump. And I said, don't be. This is just the latest chapter in the deep state, the deep and wide state, in their efforts to try to stop and eliminate Donald Trump. And I said, you've got to keep your eye on the ball, because now that we know what the deep and wide state is all about and what they're capable of, you don't think they're going to do that to any Republican we nominate?
That's right. That's right.
Of course they are. So, in fact, they've probably got a portfolio of lies and attacks ready to go on Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and everybody else. And so my argument from the beginning was, you better go with the ultimate fighter. You better go with the guy who stared them down and won, at least so far, and who knows what's coming at him, can anticipate it, and knows how to fight it. None of these other people, as smart and as talented as they are, have been through the ringer like Trump, and therefore they are going to be cut down at the knees so fast your hair will spin.
Yeah.
Your head will spin. So you better go with the guy who's been through it and knows what's coming.
Monica, 30 more seconds here. To date, not a single person has been impeached by this Republican Congress or Republican House of Representatives. What do we need to see House Republicans do right now?
Fire with fire. I'm sorry, but it's true. And if you want to go to the biblical roots of this, that's fine. Scripture says eye for an eye, right? I mean, it is now time that the Republicans take the gloves off. They're all so cowardly. They're also afraid of what the New York Times might say about them. Didn't they learn anything from Donald Trump? Donald Trump was out there smashing through the fake news and standing tall and not caring what they had to say with their pack of lies and their smears and attacks. You just keep pushing through. And yet so many of them, the vast majority of them, didn't learn the lesson or were unwilling, too cowardly to pick it up. Well, right now, you better. Because even if you don't like Donald Trump or you're not going to vote for him next time, your country is hanging by a thread. And it's no longer acceptable to be the loyal opposition and just put out a couple of tweets about how upset you are. No, you better take the bull by the horns and actually do something. Let's start the impeachment process on Joe Biden. Let's get these Republican attorneys general around the country. Start prosecuting these Democrats. At all levels, members of Congress, governors, dog catcher in the local town if they're a Democrat and they look at you sideways. We have to start playing the rules according to the rules as the Democrats are playing the game.
Yep.
We have not been. We've been gentlemen playing with two hands behind our back, just taking the punches. No more. And if you're not willing to stand up and do that, then get out.
Love it. Monica, we got to leave it there. The Monica Crowley Podcast. We have a link on our live show blog, everybody. You can also follow Monica on Twitter at Monica Crowley. Monica, thank you.
Always a pleasure, Todd. Thanks.
All right, folks, you heard it from Monica Crowley. That is the battle cry, eye for an eye. Do you agree with that? I'm not quite sure what the point of us having a majority in the House of Representatives is. I mean, Kevin McCarthy is on record saying that he has yet to see anything that Joe Biden should be impeached for. But I say, subpoena everybody. Anybody doesn't show up, you send the sergeant at arms and you arrest their butts and you drag them to Congress in leg shackles and handcuffs. It is time to play hardball. The Democrats have been doing this and they've been getting away with it, so we've got to start playing their game here. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our phone number. Got to take a break. We're going right to the phones when we come back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, let's get right to the phones. Joe in Georgia, WDUN, our great station there. Hi, Joe, what's on your mind?
John, I tell you what, I think what's been done to Trump, I've never seen anybody been treated so unfairly. Everybody I'm talking to in LJ supports him strongly. This, what happened yesterday, just makes me stronger for Donald John Trump, and I predict he'll win in a huge landslide, and I think he'll bring the stock market to all-time highs. So I'm really fired up for Trump, and everybody I'm talking to is. Of course, we're about 80% Trump anyway in our county. Most of the North Georgia counties are that way, but I'm fired up, and I'm so excited. I can't wait to go to the polls and vote for Donald John Trump.
Well, Joe, what you need to do is get a bunch of buses and just take everybody down to Miami on Tuesday. And maybe, just maybe, we'll see thousands of people outside that courthouse standing in solidarity with the president.
Well, I think that will happen. Unfortunately, I've got a conflict, but I'll tell you what, I'm telling everybody I know that can. I heard what you said about it going. I think that's a great idea. And I just think everybody ought to call every member of their family, all their friends, and say, look, vote for Donald Trump, and we'll get him elected. We'll have a great economy. We'll have the best stock market. So I'm confident we'll win, Todd, and your radio show is great, and it's going to help us win, and I appreciate all of your efforts for Trump and the Republican Party.
All right, Joe, appreciate you. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to Greg in Oregon, KYKN. All right, Greg, go for it.
Okay, Todd. Well, anyway, with all of the problems that this country has, and they're extreme and they're numerous, and what has just happened here, the actions and words, or lack of actions and words, by every congressional Republican, both in the House and the Senate, and including all of the presidential people that are running, speaks volumes about who they are and what they are, because if they're not all united and pissed off about this and willing to stand up and do something, then they're part of the problem, because they are the ones that have been in seats of power and have allowed this to happen. And so that tells you everything that you need to know about why we're here and what would happen if you elect any of those other sitting people to his position. So they're just as bad as the Democrats. And so if this doesn't rally everyone and unite everyone, then there's no hope.
Yeah, no, Greg, you're right. And the Republican Party is fractured right now. That's the problem. And we've known that for a long time. I know the RNC doesn't want to admit it, but it's true. And now we're seeing those fractures in real time. Every single Republican in Congress ought to be raising holy you-know-what over this. And I'm with Monica. Eye for an eye.
That's exactly right. I mean, it doesn't get any more simple and basic and clear than that. And if these people can't see this, I don't know what you can do to wake them up.
All right, Greg, appreciate that call. We're trying to work in as many calls as possible. Let's go to Greg in Georgia, WDUN. Greg, you're on the air.
Hello, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. After listening to Monica Crowley, I agree. I think that we need somebody who can stand up and fight, who's got a backbone. I'm not sure when I look at the playing field out there now that we have anybody that can really do that. We need somebody who's non-establishment. There's nothing I would love to see more than Donald J. Trump get reelected. he's got a long road ahead of him. I think we need to be thinking about who that other person would be. And the only person that comes to mind that has the tenacity, the convictions, and the energy of Donald J. Trump is Eric Trump.
Is Eric Trump. All right. So that's your guy, Eric Trump.
That's what I would love to see happen in the event that something detains Donald J.
Well, I'm concerned. I am genuinely concerned about the and there are MAGA fans and America First fans, and then there are the real, you know, the true blue folks. I'm concerned about where this is all going, and we just have to. We cannot play into the left or the mainstream media, because you know we know what they want to happen, and we can't let that happen. But we've got to show force and strength and numbers in Miami. Greg, appreciate that call. Greg says, Eric Trump, you hang tight, everybody, because we're going right back to the phones as soon as we take a break for your local radio station's top of the hour news. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit. Folks, just when you think today can't get any worse or weirder, Cracker Barrel has now gone gay. I want to take a brief respite, just briefly. We have got so much happening this hour. If I don't share this story with you now, we're not going to get to it. So hang tight. We're going right to your calls. But Cracker Barrel, the old country store, has posted a photograph of a rainbow-colored rocking chair on its Facebook page. We have the story up at toddstearns.com. And Cracker Barrel is gushing about how excited they are to celebrate Pride Month. And I had no idea. You know, I thought the alphabet activists were actually healthier eaters. You know, they drink the liquefied lawn clippings, and they eat the vegan eggs and whatnot. But apparently they have a hankering for Uncle Herschel's country ham breakfast. Who knew? I had no idea. Get the sugar country ham, by the way. The sugar-cured ham. It's very tasty. Anyway, did a little bit of research here. And this is, surprisingly, Cracker Barrel has embraced the LGBT movement. Back in 2019, they banned a church group from meeting at one of the locations because of the pastor's views on gay people. They have won several high-profile awards from the gay rights community, and they even launched their very own Cracker Barrel LGBTQ Alliance, and they're doing that to strengthen their relationships to the gay community. And by the way, apparently they have these rainbow-colored rocking chairs at all of their stores, right there on the front porch. So they're going all in. Chick-fil-A's already gone all in because they've got the diversity, equity, inclusion team. And now Cracker Barrel, well, don't be surprised if they take away that big checker. You remember the checkerboard on the barrel, and they replace it with a pole for drag queen brunch, chicken and waffles, Dylan Mulvaney. I guess they can grease up the pole with some peanut oil in the kitchen. Anyway, there you go. Cracker Barrel, their front porch has gone gay. Mm-mm-mm. There you go. All right, back to Trump being indicted. It's going to happen on Tuesday, 7 counts. All of this, by the way, is getting leaked to CNN. So, you know, this thing just smells to high heaven. And I have yet to see an actual charge. I don't see any crime that Trump has actually committed. But what I do see, and I follow my theory on this. So earlier in the week, they told Mike Pence that he was not going to face charges. Mike Pence, as vice president, actually had classified documents. He was not allowed to because he was vice president. Now, we also wonder if they are going to charge Joe Biden, because Joe Biden did worse than Donald Trump. And again, he had documents hidden from his office in Washington, D.C., to Chinatown, to the garage in Delaware. So why aren't these people being charged? And is it possible that they're going to excuse Joe Biden because they excused Mike Pence? So in other words, they didn't charge Mike Pence because he was vice president and did criminal wrongdoing. So therefore, that gives them cover to say, well, if we can't charge Mike Pence, we can't charge Joe Biden. But Donald Trump, who has the authority to declassify whatever the heck he wants under the Presidential Records Act, is the one who's going to be sent to jail. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Tariq, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hi, Tariq, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, Mr. Stein, you know, the fact that these people are going after Donald Trump is just evident that they are hell-bent on trying to ruin Trump's chances of getting the nomination in 2024. And Joe Biden is simply, I believe that Joe Biden is simply using Donald Trump as the scapegoat in diverting Americans' attention off of this investigation involving him and Hunter Biden. And I just think that he's simply using Trump as the scapegoat to diverting the American public's attention off of the investigation involving him and Donald Trump. But I think that in situations like this, that the American public and anybody who's voting the Republican ticket should show an even stronger support for Donald Trump and show the whole world that there is solidarity within the Republican Party. And I do believe that it doesn't have anything to do with these so-called declassified documents. I think it has a lot more to do with the fact that Biden is hell-bent on trying to ruin Trump's chances of getting the nomination in 2024. And so, again, I think that people who are supporting Trump should show an even stronger support for Trump. And again, to let the whole world know that there is solidarity within the Republican Party.
Tariq, very well said, sir, and I appreciate you listening to the program. Thank you for that. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Dave in North Carolina. Dave, you're on the air.
Thanks, Todd. A lot of this goes back to comments that I've made, even on your show, other shows. You know, way back, everything is a distraction. Everything. You know, we're not getting the same news that other people get. Every day the same words get pounded over and over and over, and nobody's moving on. I heard some stuff this morning that came out on one of the earlier talk shows about some things that Donald Trump said that would actually incriminate him. Nobody else is releasing that, but everybody's getting in a stir before all the facts are out. We never get all the facts, and that's one of the worst things. The other thing is, this has been going on and on and on. And when I tell people, call your congressman, I hear all this stuff. I've called out my congressman, Greg Murphy, in the 3rd District here in North Carolina on your show several times. And you know what? He's one of the guys. He was not on the no list for the debt ceiling. So that tells me that if he didn't vote no, he voted yes. And I keep bringing this stuff up. Nobody does anything. Nobody says anything. And, you know, the other thing is, so these guys, everybody in Congress should be fired. Every damn one of them. They need to get tossed. But, you know, it's like Nancy Pelosi herself. Everybody keeps reelecting the same people. So nothing's going to change.
So understand this, Dave. And this is a squirrel chasing a nut, right? So the media is all over this story. It is a major story. Don't get me wrong. But the other story nobody's talking about today is the fact that the FBI had evidence that Hunter Biden and President Biden, then vice president, took bribes of $5 million apiece. That is a criminal offense. And by the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday on Laura Ingraham's show said there are more case files. So there is actually more to the criminal behavior of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And that's what we need to be focusing on. But the media is giving that a complete pass. They refuse to cover it. Dave, gotta run. Thank you for that. Real quick, let's go to Kitty in North Carolina. Hi, Kitty. What say you?
Hi, Todd.
Hi there.
I wanted to make a comment about President Trump. This is one of the worst things I've ever, ever heard of, if not the worst. We have a bunch of communists in control, and the only thing, there is one person that can take care of this thing, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord. We need to be on our knees praying for President Trump and our country.
Very well said, Kitty. Very well said. And we do need to be praying because there is evil at work in this country. It's a demonic force. What do you want me to say? I mean, this is what happens when you take God out of the public marketplace. It really is. Kitty, appreciate that call. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Kimberly Guilfoyle is going to check in with us. We're going to be taking your calls as well. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, that's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. All right, good to have you back with us. Busy day, folks. I told you, it is Open Line Friday. Want to go to the PatriotMobile.com newsmaker line. Kimberly Guilfoyle joins us. She has hosted the Kimberly Guilfoyle Show. Kimberly, wow, what a crazy couple of days. And first of all, welcome to the show. And second, how's the family doing?
Yeah, well, you know, we're doing well. It's upsetting, obviously. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. It's very distressing because to see this happening in this country, it is such a persecution, such a witch hunt. It's election interference, essentially, for the 2024 election. They'll do absolutely anything they can possibly do to try to deter support for the president, to try to deter him. But as you know, he is an incredibly strong and resilient man. He is in good spirits. He is in fight mode, and he's going to take this head on just like he has every single other sham indictment and failed investigation that they've tried to throw at him. So, you know, he's ready for it. He'll be there Tuesday. You know, so he's got, you know, everything he needs. He's got the love of the family, love of the country. And all of this is actually backfiring spectacularly because it is actually only serving to increase his standing in the polls. He's completely run ahead and run away with the nomination as far as I'm concerned at this point. No one's even a close second, quite frankly. And that's because he has the support of the American people. Nobody likes this. This should be a bipartisan issue that these fake investigations, weaponizing the government, using lawfare and the process to try to persecute, you know, a former president is unbelievable. It's just unprecedented. I don't want to even use the term banana republic anymore to describe any other country because it's pathetic that we're seeing it right here.
Yeah, I mean, the president was on the show on Monday, and he feared this was going to happen. He was concerned. But he said flat out, this is election interference. And Kimberly, it's just going all the way back to 2016. No one has been held accountable. They have tried to sabotage and overthrow a duly elected president from day one. And I think the American people are beyond frustrated. I think they're beyond angry right now.
No, you're right. And they started right away when he was sworn in with the inauguration. They right away started saying, well, we need to impeach President Trump. And that was the full focus. And remember Nancy Pelosi even saying that he'll never see, that she knew for certain that he would never see a second term. I mean, these people are just grotesque. They have no morals. They have no ethics. They are just hell-bent on destruction. They have no respect for democracy or the rule of law. I mean, how is it that it's no coincidence that on the day that is actually brought out, there's an FBI document saying that Biden received, you know, $5 million in bribery money. How is it that guy's still in the White House? How is it that, oh, that's the day they decide to bring the indictment against President Trump? Like, no one's believing any of this nonsense. There's no coincidence. you know, there. That is just flat out something that they obviously planned and was very purposeful. But, you know, just when you think like there's not going to be another one, of course, you know, there is. And I imagine that we're going to continue to see this, you know, with Georgia and Fulton County, which is totally corrupt. You know, we've got Alvin Bragg, who is just a feckless DA and twisted and has no idea about the law whatsoever and doesn't care. By the way, he just wants to accomplish one thing, which is to try to destroy Donald Trump. And now this with the document mishandling, how is it that they can justify that Biden, who had, you know, unsecured documents with no supervision over them, not properly maintained, moved all over the place, not from when he was even president, how is it that they're going after Trump and basically giving Biden a pass?
It's a great question.
How do you
question.
Justify that?
That's a great point. And on top of that, to your point, and we mentioned this last night, anybody really think it's coincidental that it happened when the word came about the $5 million bribes from Hunter and the president? And Marjorie Taylor Greene last night telling Fox News, there are more FBI files. So there's a lot more yet to come about Joe Biden and the criminal enterprises that, that their family was involved in.
Oh, yeah. She has said that. She's been very steadfast on it. So has Matt Gaetz. I just spoke with him moments ago. They're outraged by this, and there needs to be some accountability, and there needs to be some repercussions for this kind of conduct. And it really is just sounding the alarm about why we need Donald Trump back in office ASAP, day one, not a rookie, not someone who doesn't have the experience, someone who's ready with executive orders and is going to do something to actually try to restore some dignity and credibility to our government agencies. There needs to be a total overhaul for the FBI, the DOJ, parts of the CIA. This is it's insane. I mean, it's just sad, you know, and he's my great friend, the president, for 18 years. He does not deserve this. All he did was make a choice to sacrifice and to serve the country. And quite frankly, look at all these investigations over all these years. And even when he's a businessman, you know, in New York City and doing deals nationally and internationally, he is the least corrupt politician that we have ever had hold office. Think about it.
No,
not one thing has come back on him.
No, not at all. Probably the most accused, but he's done nothing wrong. I mean, he's exonerated every single time.
Yeah, it's pretty much biblical at this point. You just cannot even imagine that this could happen. But, you know, like I said, he's in very good spirits. He's, you know, continuing to do really well, doing campaign events, raising money. He's got a great event on Tuesday in Bedminster that he is keeping. He'll be, you know, coming to Miami and, you know, dealing with that situation. And then he will be moving on and steamrolling right through to 2024. And that is the plan.
Good for him. Good for him. And I think the American people, I'm anxious to see the polls because I suspect we're just going to see massive support. Kimberly, do you think the American people really see this for what it is?
I really do. I think, you know, common sense Americans, I think even, you know, Democrats, liberals, moderates, whatever, independents can see this. They understand what's going on here. It's a two-tiered system of justice. It is an unprecedented abuse of power, you know, by a totally corrupted Department of Justice. This is Merrick Garland and Joe Biden doing this. And so anyone who thinks otherwise is, you know, just not being honest. And I think you see with, especially recently, you know, in the polls, and you have people like DeSantis. Everyone thought that was going to be a big deal and ended up being nothing, you know, failure to launch. And he didn't even get a bump in the polls. All it served to do was to increase, you know, President Trump standing in the polls. So, you know, this is just really quite clearly about trying to, you know, rig and meddle in the 2024 election. You know, they're worried they can't beat him at the ballot box, so they're going to try to do it through a corrupt justice system.
They want him in jail, but ultimately they just don't want him in the White House. I mean, that's it. So, Kimberly, we've got to leave it there. A lot of people thinking about you guys, praying for you guys. Hang in there, and we'll see what happens.
All right. God bless you. You can check me out on my Rumble show, the Kimberly Guilfoyle Show.
All right. There you go, folks. Kimberly Guilfoyle Show on Rumble. You can watch that. So there you go. Okay. Woo. I told you, folks, it is a busy day around here. All right. We've got to take a quick break. Coming up, Greg Jarrett from Fox News Channel is going to drop by. We're going to be getting to your calls as well. Hang tight. We see you. Johnny in Memphis, Charles in North Carolina. We'll be right back, America.
Hey.
All right, folks, welcome back. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, he is the author of a brand new book, The Trial of the Century. Came out May 30th. It really is a great book, by the way. You got to get yourself a copy. The website, thegregjarrett.com. That's two G's, two R's, and two T's. Our good friend, the Fox News legal and political analyst, Greg Jarrett. Hey, Greg, how are you today?
I'm well, and it's always great talking to you, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Greg, I'm very anxious to get your analysis as an attorney. You've been covering all of this, and I think there are two competing stories. First of all, the report came out yesterday about the bribes involving Hunter and Joe. And then all of a sudden we got word from the president, from President Trump, he's going to be indicted. Was that a coincidence?
I don't believe in coincidences. No, it seemed to me to be an effort to obscure the negative news about Joe Biden by pushing out sooner rather than later the indictment of Donald Trump, and to suck up all of the media air that is already predisposed to protect Biden and target Trump. So that wasn't a coincidence. No.
What happens next? So Tuesday, we understand, is the day. Miami. Why Miami instead of Washington?
Well, you know, as corrupt as Merrick Garland is, and as much as he wanted to bring the case in Washington because he knows Trump can't get a fair trial and it would be a slam dunk prosecution for Garland, he realized that the optics of it would be quite ugly, since the seizure of the documents, the possession of the documents in dispute, and all of the participants involved are in a different jurisdiction. So for once in his life, he did the right thing. But that doesn't absolve him from all the other acts of wrongdoing he's committed, particularly criminalizing a civil dispute over documents that's governed exclusively by a civil statute, the Presidential Records Act. And the act means that anything created during a presidency, whether it's classified or not, can be maintained in the custody and control of a former president. That has been the standard adopted by the Justice Department for the last decade. But Garland tossed it out the window, bastardized the law because it's Donald Trump.
What about this recording they're talking about? They say they have Trump on tape.
You know, I'd want to listen to the recording, hear the full context of it. You know, Trump allegedly says in the conversation, "Oh yeah, I've got that that document, and it wasn't declassified." Well, under the Presidential Records Act, he hasn't committed a crime by keeping a classified document. Bill Clinton did. It was litigated. It went all the way to a federal judge who said, sorry, but the Department of Justice has no legal authority to seize documents, whether they're classified or not, from a former president, even if they're presidential records. And, you know, the judge also said, this was Amy Berman Jackson, that the National Archives doesn't have the authority to decide what's a presidential record or not. So, you know, that was the legal standard for the last 11 years until, you know, Garland abandoned it. And that's going to be Trump's main defense.
Now, Jonathan Turley was on Fox earlier. I want to play some audio and get your reaction to it. He says this is a lot more serious than what happened in New York with D.A. Bragg. Let's play cut number 14, please.
Trump could run on pardoning himself. You know, for people that feel that this is biased, that this is part of a pattern, he could turn this on his opponents and actually run on his right to pardon himself. So if he's elected, even if he's convicted, he could pardon himself, or he can do so before a trial occurs.
Yeah, the good old pocket pardon.
So that was Turley. Is this a big deal? I mean, is this more dangerous than, say, what's happening in New York for the president legally?
Oh, yeah, I mean, the Alvin Bragg indictment in Manhattan is laughable. Even leftist legal analysts have mocked it. Clearly, a politically driven case in which, you know, Bragg didn't even state the underlying crime because none exists under law. So, you know, that was just kid stuff. Is this more serious? Sure, of course it is. Anytime the feds, you know, bring a case, it's far more serious than, you know, most state actions. So, but I do think Turley's right about this. I mean, you know, Americans have seen time and again this double standard, the selective prosecution if you have an R after your name, unequal application of the law. You know, it's okay for Hillary to mishandle classified documents or for Joe Biden to do the same. But, you know, if Donald Trump does it, it's a high crime, you know. And so I think the good news for Trump is this won't be tried in Washington where he couldn't possibly get a fair trial. It'll be tried down in Florida. He has a decent shot of getting a fair trial.
And the judge,
I'm not even sure it'll ever go to a jury.
Yeah, and the judge was actually a Trump appointee, if I was reading that earlier today.
Yeah, I think a lot will depend on the pretrial motions. There will be challenges that there's a failure to state a cognizable crime. And I'm sure the Presidential Records Act and the DOJ's history of saying a president can take whatever he wants when he leaves office, I mean, that's going to be a hurdle that, you know, Garland is going to have to jump over if he's going to defend this indictment.
So Greg, real quick, just from a formatics of what we can expect Tuesday, will they set bail? Will they let the president go? I mean, I'm curious. I'm wondering how much they want to embarrass the president on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, I think embarrassment, humiliation is one of the many motivations behind Jack Smith, the special counsel, and Merrick Garland, the attorney general's indictment. And so, you know, they'll say, he's got a passport, he's a flight risk, he has businesses abroad, he's a flight risk. Hey, look, this guy was the president of the United States. You know, he's not going to not show up for trial. So, you know, yeah, he's got to be processed. He's got to be fingerprinted. He's got to appear for, you know, first appearance, charges read against him, that sort of thing. Standard stuff.
Will they allow him to be in a suit? I just have these visions of, you know, that marching him in handcuffs and leg shackles.
Well, you know, Jonathan Turley, I think, also said, you know, Trump might love to use his mugshot as a campaign, you know, photograph to underscore, you know, how malicious and unjust this case is to, you know, incite his base to get out to vote and, yeah, maybe run on the campaign. I'm going to pardon myself and show these guys. And, you know, there may be appetite for that among voters.
All right. Well, Greg, we're going to leave it there. Great insight, as always. And congratulations on the new book. It came out in May. Folks, get a copy of this, The Trial of the Century. If you thought you knew everything about the Scopes Monkey Trial, you don't know anything until you read Greg's book. Greg, we appreciate the great work you do.
Hey, Todd, always fun talking to you. Thanks very much. Take care. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too now. All right, Greg Jarrett, thegregjarrett.com. And you see him all the time over on Fox. All right, we're going to take a break, and we are going right to the phone. So hang tight, 844-747-8868. May I tell you about our good friends over at Newsmax? They crushed it with their coverage last night, and you should not be surprised. Eric Bolling show up over 200%. The primetime lineup, the best in the business. Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling. Look, Americans are turning to Newsmax for the real news you can trust. And we need that these days. Eric Bolling all this week talking about the big story, which, of course, is the indictment of President Trump and also Joe Biden and his mental health. Got to watch Eric Bolling tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest growing cable news channel. You can get it on all major cable systems and download the app on your smartphone. So make the switch today and tell your friends that you made the switch because Newsmax is real news for real people. Just got some intel from our good buddy Jim Jordan. He's chairman of the House Judiciary. They're sending a letter to the Attorney General demanding answers. They've got some new information. First of all, they're telling us that the FBI did not seek consent to effectuate the search. In other words, they needed to do that, and they did not. The FBI also refused to wait for Trump's attorney to be present before they executed the search at Mar-a-Lago. Also, there's concern that the Miami field office did not conduct the search. And why is that? Because typically when a search like this is done, it's done by the local FBI field office. If it was in Memphis, it would have been Memphis. It would have Nashville. So why was the Washington field office flown down to conduct this search? And finally, we're getting information that President Trump's valet, his personal valet, is going to be indicted. But his attorney was actually, quite frankly, given a bribe. And the attorney was told, if you can help turn the valet against Trump, you might be able to get a judgeship. Insane. So Jordan demanding answers to all of this, and we'll keep you updated on that. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina. Hi, Charles. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Todd, I think that impeachment proceedings need to begin against Joe Biden immediately. Based upon that document that was viewed yesterday, I wish somebody would leak that document. Since the Democrats leak all the time. Leak that to the press. Leak that to the American people. But I think Jim Jordan needs to start impeachment proceedings immediately. And Republicans, like you said, Todd, we've got to stick together. And after what you said in your opening monologue, I think I'm going to try to change my plans to go to Miami on Tuesday as well. We need to show up in force, hundreds of thousands of people, because what's going on, we're no longer a country where we are we have a government that governs by consent of the governed. We are a nation that is ruled by a corrupt group of people that has nothing but contempt for the people that they rule. And if this isn't stopped immediately or you know over time, I think we're done. I think we're done as a country. I don't see how we recover from this. But I would love, and I've been thinking, I would love to see some type of organizational structure where, you know, there's maybe 15 million of us that organize all across the country from all walks of life and don't loot, don't burn, don't destroy, but kind of, you know, go to Merrick Garland's house, protest there, go to the FBI headquarters, go to make life a living hell for them and divorce ourselves from them by not doing business with them, by just pretty much shutting them out economically and things like that, because they need us a lot more than we need them. And right now, with that in the organizational structure, it's all intimidation, Todd. I mean, I've got people that are afraid to talk to the on the phone to me about what they really think and feel because they're worried they're going to get a visit by the FBI.
Oh, people That's are terrified. People are terrified, yeah. Charles. I hear it all the time from local Republicans who, you know, are afraid that if, you know, if they say something or criticize the Democrats, they might lose a government contract. You know, we are controlled by a supermajority of Democrats in this part of Tennessee. And that's a real fear. But I think you have to set that aside and you have to do what's right. You have to man up and you've got to accept the consequence. You know, sometimes when you stand up, it's not going to go exactly the way you think, but at least you did the right thing. You know, that's what happened at Fox, and everything turned out okay for me. It wasn't a pleasant experience, but you know what? That's the way life is sometimes. But I think we really do, and Charles, I think you're right. We do need party unity, and we need to have one voice, but our party is broken. I mean, you've got Mitt Romney out there saying, well, Trump had it coming. You know, okay. All right, Mitt Romney. Unbelievable. Charles, appreciate that call. Let's go to Arnez in Mississippi, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Arnez. What say you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well.
Look, I've been watching the news pretty much for the last 16 hours, whether online, TV. And all I've seen is all I've seen is gaslighting, this, that, and the third. Look, I just like to draw a straight line through this because legal proceeding, because this is nothing but one big legal case and one big legal proceeding. And I don't need to go into conspiracies or whataboutisms, nothing. This is really straight up and down. He had classified documents. The FBI asked for it back, and a year and a half went by. He didn't give them. They went down there. They took them, and he was charged with espionage. Charges like that just do not fall out the sky for anybody. And if the FBI, regardless of whatever, if the FBI takes this much time and this much energy and all these resources to build a case and charge you, it's not going to look good. As of right now, Donald J. Trump is an innocent man. Okay? That's the one thing he has in common with anybody who's going through criminal proceedings.
Well, he hasn't been charged yet.
You're right. He is innocent until proven guilty. He will have his day in court. He will have a chance to. It's up to him and his lawyers to prove his innocence. He will have that chance. And unfortunately, the fact that because he was president, is going to be out there for the entire world to see. All he has to do is, hey, look, if you say you're innocent, prove it. That's it. If you're innocent, prove it.
No, that's not how the court system works. You're innocent until proven guilty, not proven guilty. Look, Arnaz, go back to Hillary Clinton. And again, these are legitimate questions. What Hillary Clinton's handling of classified information and the FBI refused to prosecute. She did what Donald Trump has been accused of doing, and yet they did not prosecute her. She actually bleached her phones.
And here's the thing with Hillary. At least she testified for over 12 hours. And they had more hearings on her emails than they did on the 9/11 attacks.
Arnaz, they wanted you to believe, the FBI wanted you to believe that Donald Trump was a secret agent for the Russians who was doing horrible things with hookers in hotel rooms. And the Durham report, years later, we find out that not only was that all fake, that it was made up, it was a lie, but Hillary Clinton commissioned that lie. Don't you think somebody ought to pay a price for that?
If somebody should pay a price for that, they would have been done it because Donald Trump had 2 years of a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and he was in the White House. If you were going to charge all these people.
The investigations went on. Arnaz, we're running up against a break here. But, folks, Arnaz says, you know what, Trump's innocent until proven guilty, but I don't know. We'll see. Got to run, folks, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's it.
Starts.
Oh, yeah.
And we have breaking news at the top of the hour. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Very happy to have you with us on a very busy, very disturbing news day here in America. Now, just moments ago, we understand the indictment has been unsealed against President Trump, and you can view that document over on our website, toddstarnes.com. Our team at this moment is getting that information prepared. So you'll be able to read the entire indictment, which is around, I believe, 49 pages long. You'll be able to read that on our website, toddstarnes.com. Basically, they're alleging the president kept hundreds of classified documents in and about Mar-a-Lago on a stage, in a bathroom, and other unsecured places and locations. Those are the allegations. Coming from this unsealed indictment, also reports that President Trump showed people a map or described a map of a possible military operation against Iran. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're glad to have with us Congressman Mark Alford from the great state of Missouri. Congressman, happy to have you with us today.
Thank you, Todd. We're traveling the 4th District right now, and I've pulled over to talk with you on this historic but sad day in America.
Congressman, you say it's a sad day in America. A lot of people are very angry, and they're calling for the Republican Party to unite and to stand alongside the former president. What's the next move, and what should the Republicans be doing? What should the party be doing?
Look, I think we have to stand united behind the former president of the United States, and I think he'll be the next president of the United States. We have a divided system, an uneven system. Justice is supposed to be blind. It's not supposed to be deaf. And yet the Department of Justice, the FBI, and this administration has turned a deaf ear to the American people. Republicans don't want anything special. We want fairness and justice. And the way that this is going about, the discrepancies between the way that President Trump is being handled compared to that of Joe Biden and even Mike Pence and their mishandling of classified documents, that says something about the level that we've gotten to. The president has every right to declassify information and take that with him. He has shown that under the Presidential Papers Act that he has that right. And the way that they raided Mar-a-Lago but did not raid President Biden's dwellings, where he had boxes of classified documents next to his green Corvette, it says something in America. It says that there is two systems of justice in America, and we've got to get back to one form of justice and return respect to federal law enforcement.
Yeah, I think the shock here, as we are all sort of going through the documents, the headline over at Fox, Trump indicted on 38 federal counts. We had initially heard 7, but now we're being told 38 federal counts. It looks like they're just trying to ensure that Trump spends the rest of his life in jail.
Look, Todd, they are scared blankless that he is going to win. And when he does, President Trump will not make the same mistake that he did in his hiring of Attorney General and his retention of the FBI Director, James Comey. The two biggest mistakes I think he made, and I think he realizes those mistakes, it will not happen again. And when he becomes president, the things that are hidden right now in our government are going to be exposed, and they do not want that happening.
Congressman, what are you hearing from your constituents? You said you're back in the district. What are they saying about this? What's been the reaction?
Well, I just finished up an ag listening tour. We're putting together the farm bill, and these are farmers and ranchers and people in different parts of the ag industry. They're very concerned the way that our nation is going. Moving off of ag concerns, we talked a little bit about the indictment of the president. This witch hunt that's going on. Look, I live in everyday America. It is not the West Coast. It is not the East Coast. It is the Midwest of America. It is the heart of America. And I think it's the true pulse of what Americans are thinking. They have had enough. It is time for everyone to stand up and make it clear. We're not going to take this anymore.
Congressman, did you have an opportunity to read the FBI document alleging the bribes that Hunter Biden and the president took?
No, I have not been in that skiff. I left Washington Wednesday night, and I do intend to go into that skiff. Unfortunately, it should not be in a skiff. The adequate information has been redacted. I have read my colleagues' accounts of what they have seen in that skiff as far as they can disclose. Unfortunately, this is another shell game by the FBI to hide and conceal information that will prove detrimental to the President of the United States and his organized crime family.
Do you anticipate anybody getting impeached here? And this is what we're hearing. You know, Monica Crowley was on the program a little while ago. She says it's time for eye for an eye here, that Republicans in the House have to play hardball. We've got to start issuing subpoenas. contempt of Congress citations. We've got to start impeaching people. I think the American people are beyond outraged at this right now.
You're right. They are outraged. You know, impeachment should not be taken lightly. Unfortunately, the impeachment process, I think, was abused under President Trump. I would hate to see us go down a path that we might regret later on. However, this might reach the severity of that. Here's the problem, Todd. Tweedledum is no better than Tweedledee. In fact, Tweedledum may be worse. If we impeach President Biden, we end up with Tweedledum for 2 years. It would be a long, long 2 years.
I just know a lot of people out there are angry, and they see one set of rules. Justice for Democrats is a whole heck of a lot different than justice for Republicans and for conservatives. And I'm troubled here at where this country goes. I mean, this is some pretty damning information that's being laid out here by the FBI. Again, this is their version of things. And the troubling part of that is that Trump's attorney was not allowed to be present. They didn't utilize the Miami field office. They brought in special agents from Washington to do this. So that leads me to believe at least that there is a suspicion that maybe the FBI was up to shenanigans inside Mar-a-Lago and they didn't want anybody there to see it.
Well, this is the problem. Why is it that we've not seen any of the video? There were video cameras all over Mar-a-Lago. Why has that not been made public? We're given snapshots from the FBI and investigators who went in that day showing the documents laid out on the ground. But that was no worse than what we saw with the documents in the President Biden's garage next to his green Corvette. In fact, it was worse because they had the security systems there at Mar-a-Lago that were not provided at that garage with the green Corvette. And so there is a disparity, and that builds mistrust, and that's part of the problem. The American people do not trust the FBI and the Department of Justice.
I know,
and
I sure don't.
That trust, I don't either. And what does that say about our country? If we cannot trust our justice system to impart equal justice for everyone, then we are in big trouble. We are a banana republic.
All right, Congressman, we're going to let you go. We appreciate the info on a very busy breaking news day, and we appreciate your words.
Well, thank you, Todd. Let's pray for our nation. We've got to come out of this. We've got to get back to being, I think, a Norman Rockwell America and not the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and that's what we're living in right now.
All right, Congressman Mark Alford from Missouri on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Wow. All right. Let me give you the lay of the land here. We are being told there will be some sort of a statement, maybe a press briefing. We're not sure how this will shape up, but at 3 o'clock Eastern time, the special counsel will come out and do something. And we're working to try to get more details on that. That will happen after our show. So you're going to want to listen to your local radio stations. I know KWAM in Memphis will be providing breaking news coverage of that, so we will keep you updated there. All right, let's take a call real quick here, and I appreciate your patience on this Open Line Friday. Lines have been filled for the entire show. Let's go to Stephen in Maine, WLOB, our great affiliate there. Hi, Stephen, what's going on?
Todd, first of all, thank you for taking my call. And I want to, if I can take 30 seconds before I get to what I want to say, I want to make sure that everybody out there knows you are the class act of daytime radio. And the reason you are is because you have gave more airtime to the grassroots Republicans in this country than any other talk radio show host. And I would be willing to bet there isn't anybody that can challenge that. You are the class act of daytime radio.
Let me respond to that if you don't mind, Stephen. I appreciate those kind words. I do. But look, when I launched this radio program, that was the point. It's we wanted people from all walks of life to be able to call into this program, have a conversation. We can all get riled up. I don't if you're Republican, great, Democrat, great. But we just need to have a conversation. And you're right. A lot of shows don't like to take calls. I actually know one talk show host who hates talking to his listeners. I that's just not how I do things. So I love hearing from you guys. Now, Stephen, go ahead.
All right. What I'd like to do is address the gentleman that called in from Oregon, and he was saying, you know, pretty much we don't need to do this. We need to do this and we need to do that. The fact of the matter is a lot of people, and I do not mean this in any way derogatory toward the viewers. A lot of people do not understand what's going on with Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell was after the January 6th commission, sitting in a cafeteria with Nancy Pelosi when they concluded the January 6th commission, and he was sitting in a lunch type atmosphere being questioned. Him and Pelosi were laughing, and he came right out and whipped Pelosi and said he needs to be in jail. McConnell is one of the major, it's not deep state. We got Republican problems, and it's the unibody. He is in charge of it. He's got Susan Collins. He's got Mitt Romney. Just like the mayor said the other day that was on your phone, he forgot one thing. Mitt Romney was one of the ones that tried to impeach President Trump. That's McConnell's puppets. You got Senator Corson. We got about 14 establishment Republicans. Excuse me. We got 14 establishment Republicans that marched to Mitch McConnell. That's what's going on. And he is tied to Paul Ryan. And okay.
And Stephen, I hate to do this. I hate to cut you off because we are super late for a break here, but I'm with you. And you're right. We do have a major Republican problem. This is one of the reasons why I believe Trump had trouble in the 2020 race. Those Republicans were campaigning against him in that race. Stephen, got to run. Hang tight, everybody. 844-747-8868. We've been talking about Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and we love these guys. And folks, you really want to stick it to the left? Then stop spending money with woke companies. Spend your money with a group like Patriot Mobile. They are fighting for freedom and fighting for the First and Second Amendment, and they're doing an incredibly effective job. They also have some pretty incredible phone coverage. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Use my first name, Todd. That's the promo code, and they're going to give you free premier activation. They're going to give you some great discounts, and especially if you're a veteran or a first responder. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back. Look, don't panic, everybody. This is to be expected. I don't know why the special counsel, Jack Smith, decided to do it today. We are expecting this to happen on Tuesday. But the indictment has been unsealed. 38 counts against the former president. And many of you are you gasped. You're like, what? Whoa. All right, look, this is the government's case. So we haven't heard from Trump, and we haven't heard his side of the story yet. So just understand this is a little one-sided right, a lot one-sided right now. All right, let's go to Boston. Connor on the line. Connor, what's going on?
Todd, my friend, I'm going to tell you, I am absolutely just, I'm sure I'm speaking on behalf of many, almost all Americans here, disgusted by what Joe Biden and Merrick Garland and Jack Smith have done with our Justice Department. They are indicting an innocent man, in my opinion, for something that I'm sure every single U.S. president throughout history has done something similar, and it's well warranted under their authority, under our law. Any of these people shouldn't have any reason to be in government. But I think really what needs to happen is, number one, all of them, I mean, Joe Biden and Merrick Garland need to be impeached immediately. And number two, they should be disbarred because they have no business, if they're going to pull stunts like this, either defending the law in our land or organizing the law in our land, because this is just a monstrosity and an embarrassment to our country and even to the world community. What the United States is doing with its Justice Department, it's disgraceful, and they are disgusting human beings.
Connor, well said, and I appreciate you calling in. We're trying to get as many calls in as possible today, so, Connor, we're going to leave it there. Let's go to Anthony in New York. Anthony, what say you?
Yeah, hey, I heard that both of Trump's lead attorneys on the document case quit today. Do you think that's because either, A, he never pays his bills, two, he lies to his attorneys, or three, all his attorneys end up having to be witnesses to his crime? Which do you think it is, or is it all of the above?
Well, Anthony, I've got an answer for that question, actually. And the answer is that this is something that is very normal. When the indictment is actually handed down, then you have to have criminal defense attorneys. So that's what's happening here. These attorneys are stepping aside so the criminal defense attorneys can step in and they can handle the case. And you read the statements from the attorneys. As a matter of fact, the attorneys for President Trump who resigned last night were ferociously defending the former president. And they did so today in their statement announcing that they were stepping aside. President Trump had nothing to say but good things as well.
Todd, nobody can shine a turd like you do.
All right. Well, Anthony, yeah, okay, we're done here. But thank you for that. Unfortunate for, you know, a little choice of words there. But we're not shining any turds here, sir. We work in facts. That's what we work in. You may not like our facts, Anthony, but those are the facts, and we're not going to shy away from those facts. All right, hang tight. We've got some lines open here, folks. Many of you have started reading this, and you can read the entire indictment over at toddstearns.com, 49 pages. My question, do you think Trump ought to stay in the race? Should Trump stay in the race for the White House? 844-747-8868. That's our number. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America. Welcome back to the show. Let's get right to the phones here. You guys have been incredibly patient today. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Jackson, Tennessee, home of Super Talk Tennessee Radio. Brian on the line. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Oh, mega dittos on the show. Great job. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank
you. This Trump indictment, it is the last gasp of the deep state. And I do believe Trump knew this was going to happen. I think he's prepared to take all these slings and arrows, and he's forcing the evil into the light. And once the evil is brought out of the shadows, the more and more people will see it, and they're going to step out of the matrix of left versus right, Republican, Democrat. This is way bigger than a four-year election. And I do believe Trump has help. The man has to have help because, and I believe it's the U.S. military helping Trump. Nobody else has survived this long going against the deep state. And for Trump to make it this far, if they do arrest him and give him mugshots and all that, it's just going to boost his popularity. And people need to get out, support this man, go to his website, buy the merch, and support Trump. It's Trump 2024. This is war, people. This is like really, this is a criminal syndicate government going after our best guy, our general. I hope it's Flynn, General Michael Flynn, and Trump in 2024.
All right, Brian, I appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening to us and all of our brand-new listeners on WTJS at Super Talk Tennessee in the western part of the state. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line real quick. Our good friend from Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs, joins us. Congressman, we're scrolling through the allegations here, what, 37, 38-count indictment. What strikes you about all of this, and how concerned should the American people be?
Well, what strikes me first is the disparate treatment that President Donald Trump is getting vis-a-vis Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Michael Pence, you name them. It's outrageous, the disparate treatment. The second thing is you go through and you read them, these are paper crimes alleged. Even they're very weak, but they have serious ramifications because there's prison time in all of them. But I cannot help but to tell you that this is absolutely, quite frankly, one of the most obvious political prosecutions, perhaps in the history of mankind, but certainly in the history of the United States. And it's outrageous. It, quite frankly, is totally outrageous.
So, Congressman, from the Republican Party standpoint, are you hearing anything? Are you guys getting any sort of talking points or directions on what the Republican Party is going to do here?
No. No, the party's MIA, missing in action, and my position would be, if I was leading this group, I would be saying, okay, we're going to start defunding, number one. Number two, we're going to go ahead and accelerate the investigation into Joe Biden's overt selling of the United States and his position and his power for money. I mean, he was definitely bribed. That's what it looks like in everything that we're seeing in Oversight Committee, and we would start going forward, and that's what needs to happen.
Let's say you were Speaker of the House, Congressman. Let's say you were Speaker of the House, and this happens. How do you retaliate? What does that look like for a Speaker Biggs?
Well, it's a tit for tat. I'm an eye for an eye. We've now reached a war phase where the left is coming after us for political purposes, and they've been doing it for weaponization. I'd accelerate the weaponization committee, and we'd be going and making criminal referrals on Hunter Biden. We would start releasing even more documentation than we have on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the entire Biden family. Look, we're talking about money moving from Romanian corrupt officials and businessmen into the through various laundering formats like LLCs and bank accounts. So where thousands of dollars end up in a grandkid of Joe Biden. We're talking about documentation we just saw yesterday. And by the way, I'd start holding these people in contempt as well. They're not going to give us the documents when we want them, and they give them to us on our they have to produce the documents. You cannot put strictures on us. They seized my notes yesterday as I'm walking out of the room where I had to go to look at this document. I took notes, and they seized my notes. We would be very aggressively, you have to escalate. We're not escalating it. We're responding to the escalation of the out-of-control weaponization of DOJ, FBI, and Congress. You have to respond to that. And this is important. People say, oh, well, you guys, that's all you're doing. No, we're responding to the escalation from the left. And so I would be attacking, mounting a counterattack. That's what we need to do.
Well, over the next couple of days, it's going to get pretty ugly. Clear to me, they want him in jail so he can't run. I don't think that's going to stop the president. I think he's going to be emboldened, and I think Republican voters are going to send a very strong message the next polling cycle comes out.
Well, then we better have fair and free elections, hadn't we?
Yeah.
And so where's the GOP on that as well? They need to be out there making sure that we know that there's going to be fair, free, transparent elections. If you have that, I think we would have won in 20, but I think we'll win in 24 as well. So it's a matter of making our case relentlessly on the policies, but also you have to acknowledge you can't be there with a Nerf gun at a knife fight or a gunfight anymore. You have to go after them. And people think that I'm over the top. They think I'm a radical. But I'm just going to tell you, when I sit down, I mean, this whole thing, even the fact that they doctored video of the J6 videos when they did it in their committee or their select committee where they put in sound to exacerbate the image and try to craft their narrative, that to me is reprehensible and unethical.
All right. Congressman, again, we appreciate you being so kind today to come on. It's crazy breaking news, and seems like another nugget drops every 30 seconds. So we appreciate your great insight here.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Todd. Always good to be with you.
All right, Congressman Andy Biggs. And I think the news nugget coming out of that interview is that the Republican Party is MIA. And so maybe there will not be a concerted, or there will not be a unified message coming out, and the Republicans will wave the white flag of surrender on this. So we'll see how all this plays out. But let's just say that the Republican Party just drops Trump or just ignores Trump. Do you really think they can win in 2024? I don't know about that. All right, let's go to Kim in Florida. Kim, you're seeing all of this take place in real time. What's your reaction?
I'm fuming. I'm just fuming. They won't leave him alone. We can't seem to get the Republicans to back up and do what's right. I can't understand that. I don't know what Republican we can believe in and take heart in. And I don't know how we can fight, but I do know we need voter ID. We need to be able to get him elected back in here. And they need to have a battle plan. And they need to tell us all what the battle plan's going to be so we can back up and endorse President Trump. Nothing went well any better than when he was in office.
It's a terrible day for America. It is a terrible day for President Trump. And I hope, if nothing else, the president understands how vitally important it is to surround himself with good people. And unfortunately, a lot of grifters made their way into Mar-a-Lago.
You bet.
And that's a problem. And that's on the president. I think he knows that. I hope he does.
Well, hopefully he's a little wiser now. But that takes a lot. That takes a lot of investigation, and he needs to just prove the people that he's going to hire. I watch this, and I just shake my head. Just shake my head. Walk around, just fuming. That's energy. I need to do something. I want to do something. And I got the summer off, so give me something to do.
Kim, I will say this, and again, we don't do this. We're conservatives, and we're freedom lovers. We don't believe in violence or marching in the streets.
That's not what I'm talking about.
No. But had this been Barack Obama, I will tell you that cities would be burning right now. If they had done this to Barack Obama, cities would literally be burning on fire right now.
Yeah, I'm from Ohio. We had great education when I was young, and this is not the country that I was raised in.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
It is sad. And people hate, and here's the problem. There are people on our side of the aisle who hate Donald Trump so much that they have, it's as if a cloud is over their eyes. They have been blinded to what's actually going on here. This is the ultimate weaponization of the government, and it ought to terrify every single American. Kim, God bless you, and thank you for listening. Let's go to Lou in Georgia. WDUN, our affiliate. Hey, Lou, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Todd? Hey, just a quick question. All right, you know, what would happen if whatever they do to get Joe Biden out, impeach him or vote him out, what if he don't leave?
Well, he'll have to leave. You know, this was an issue with Trump, so they thought. And the plan was if the president doesn't leave, you send the military in and you drag the guy out.
Yeah, but he's in charge of the military. He's still in charge, but up till January 20th.
At high noon, he's not. He is no longer president. So if Biden is there and refuses to leave and he's not the president anymore, then he gets the heave-ho. They will go in by force if they have to.
Okay. All right. Then I'm from Trump, and I think they need to impeach Joe Biden and put Kamala in. You know, even though she's crazy, she drive everybody crazy over in these other countries. You know, that might be a good thing, but I think we'll just go ahead and just put her as president right now and try to get Joe Biden out.
All right, Lou, we got you there. Let's go to Patty in North Carolina. Hey, Patty.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm well, Patty. What's up?
Well, listen, I'm really one mad. I can't believe this is happening, but you know what? Hey, listen, Joe Biden, as soon as they said that they were going to be indicted, the big guy and the crackhead, I knew right away the pit bulls were going after Trump.
So you knew that was going to happen.
Oh, as soon as they said Biden took $5 million and his idiot son took the DOJ was like, you know, it's like sending the dogs out to go get Trump. It was like you can't make it up.
No, you can't, Patty. And you know, a lot of people are going to be doing some soul searching over this next little while, and I hope we see some Republicans standing up. But
I'm going to tell you something right now. He's gonna be president again.
So you think so? So you think this is gonna do it? This will be the point.
Jack Smith. I don't care. You know what? You could shave your beard off. You're gonna still be Jack Smith. Okay. You know what? Jack Smith is nothing but he's a George Soros dimwit. They're all getting. You know where this is all coming from?
Oh, of course. It's coming from Barack Hussein Obama. That's who it's coming from, Patty. Look, Patty, I hate to do this. We have got to run. I am so sorry. We are super late for a break. I know our good friend, one of our great musicians and songwriters, Jim Gossett, has done it again. Down in the Todd Stern Show Blue Room, let's take a listen in.
Congresswoman Nancy
When I look at corruption like we witnessed yesterday, I wonder if I'm still living in the USA. Out of Stalin's playbook, they've taken a page. We cannot be silent. No, they must know our rage. Cause they're proud to be un-American. They prove it every day with phony prosecutions while the Bidens get away with taking big fat bribes. With Joe, it's pay for play. Is this a banana republic? I miss my USA.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program, and we're going to have our continuing coverage over on the website after the show wraps up. That's toddstearns.com. If you missed any of the interviews, I would encourage you to go back and check them out, download the podcast. Better yet, just sign up for the podcast, and you'll get it every day right after the show airs. So if you missed an interview, you'll be able to go back and listen to it commercial free. And again, that's at toddstearns.com, and we don't charge for it. It's a freebie. All right, let's go to Robin in North Carolina. Hey, Robin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, I think there's a three-step program to this. You take Biden and his crime family. You take them out for pay-to-play. You've got enough on them to just bring them down real quick. Kamala moves in, and you've got enough on her. She probably will resign, but you've got enough on her for endangering Americans at the border and shirking her duties there, and also inciting riots. Violence. And then Kevin McCarthy takes their place. And boy, if he doesn't mind his P's and Q's, he's out.
Could be, Robin. But we need to, I think this is the moment that the Freedom Caucus, and it really needs to be more than the Freedom Caucus, goes and tells McCarthy, here's how you're going to do your job.
I agree.
All right, Robin, thank you for that. This bit of news coming in. President Trump may have his travel blocked. It may be prohibited while he's awaiting trial, and he could be blocked from campaigning. That decision will probably be handed down on Tuesday when the president is expected to surrender to authorities. Wow, never thought I'd say those words. Surrender to authorities in Miami. Meanwhile, the president does have two campaign events over the weekend, one in Columbus, Georgia, and the other in South Carolina. Folks, if you can get out there, I would go and show your support for the former president. By the way, somebody pointed out one of the bathrooms at Mar-a-Lago, they have giant chandeliers. It's a classy joint, I'm telling you. All right, folks, we're going to wrap it up. It has been a crazy, insane week. Next week and the weeks following, it's going to get even more bizarre. It was an honor to have the president on the program earlier this week. He'll be back. Want to thank our great team here, Grace, Baker, Josh, and Parker, and Colin, learning how to run the board. We've got a great crew here. Folks, you get out there and look, take a breather. Have a good Friday, and whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.